Crossing the road on Stephen's Green in Dublin is a hazardous business. And then crossing Dawson Street again is another hazardous business because I'm in the capital of Ireland and there's traffic and it's a wet day and it's early in the morning. And if I'm not fully awake, which I'm not, I could very easily misjudge the speed of the traffic and get hit, especially because I've got two bags hanging over my back. I've pulled in into the front of a place called the Celtic Whiskey Shop, telling me to use the other door. Well, I don't want to go in, but I'm standing here out of the rain, and I'm on my way to my favourite cafe in Dublin, the one that I like best. And I'm just being a tiny bit distracted by these absent Jacques Sunot Absent Blue in the window here for 43 euros. And in fact, I'm looking here at some very, very fancy. Then I've got an Absent Black by Jacques Sunot at 45 euros. So I'm somehow, by accident, found myself in an alcohol shop. And there's people inside already, and it's only 9 o'clock in the morning or something like that. But I'm clearly found myself in the window of a shop that is pretty cool. They've got lots of interesting... They've got gin here. They've got saffron gin. I see, and they've got cold river gin. And they've got geranium gin. And they've got Whitley Neal London Dry Gin. And they've got, my God, single malt whiskey from Japan. Oh, if only. And Hendrick's. That's the gin that you have with cucumber. Oh, wonderful stuff, Hendrick's. I'm back in Dublin, and I have to say the streets of Dublin are, for me, they're wonderful. I'm heading to Carluccio's, though, is for coffee, for breakfast, croissants, and just to hang out and meet my friend Ronan Tynan the morning after an event which he organised. And here comes the Garda. Policeman plods his way past me. Over here, is there, across the road from here, is the Mansion House. And then we have the Royal Irish Automobile Club. That's a real kind of a throwback, isn't it? And I won't name all the streets, but there is something about being in the capital city of a country. Now, some countries have what in effect must be like several capitals. Certainly, I think of the United States as New York, and Chicago would be up, way up there, so the contrast wouldn't be so huge. But in Ireland, the contrast between Dublin, I think, and everywhere else is quite significant. This street, by the way, Dawson Street, I'm walking down, is full of bookshops. And I'm standing outside the bookshop of the National Bible Society of Ireland. It's called Best Seller. When I was a lad in Limerick, there was a bookshop across the way from my family's bookshop called the APCK. It was something like the Association for the Propagation of Christian Knowledge. Now, I've got to find my way to Carluccio's, so I'll stop talking to you and I'll do another audio boo from Carluccio's over breakfast. It's just lovely to be on the streets of Dublin again.